to today's podcast, or this evening, wherever, whatever time zone you're listening, a victory and defeat, the Unintelligent Overwatch League news show, as I like to call it. My name is McKittens, and I am joined today by Chapel Millennius Brock as well, too. How are you doing
the
today?
The other half of your uninformed hosts.
And the uninformed host who's actually here. He does not have internet issues for once. So
for once, it's actually great. And my beard also looks huge on camera. Thank God I'm getting it trimmed here soon.
Well, to be fair, I did trim this. I did shave this up a little bit. We'll talk after stream about that. Anyways, so we were not here last week. So we got to start up things off with a little recap of 2 weeks ago of some of the matches that played. You know, do that real quick. We're also going to talk about our bracket selections, because for folks who don't know, you can actually win some money picking the perfect bracket. It's like March Madness, but not as exciting. And also, we're going to be talking about, you know, what we think about the highlights of this season so far, the future of Overwatch, where we think it's going to go. Let's start off with 2 weeks ago, because there was no Overwatch last weekend. But what did you think about 2 weeks ago, if you can remember that?
Oh, God, what happened 2 weeks ago? I mean, to be honest, the only thing that was interesting, I thought, was the Battle for Texas and just settling up some of the last positions for the standings going into the playoffs. Most of the games were not exciting and not interesting, and I barely watched most of them. But the Battle for Texas is really good. It is interesting that Dallas continues to win those.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that Dallas keeps it's funny that they keep winning it, but it's not really a surprise looking at Houston's record. But I guess Dallas got the better team, you know. Dallas has got the better fan base. I don't know. I never figured this out. How far are Dallas and Houston from each other? Like, are they like, they're not in there?
They're both in East Texas.
They're both in East Texas. Okay.
Yeah. No. I can't speak directly as to how far apart they are in terms of miles or whatever, but I don't think they're terribly far apart.
Because I wonder if I just out. Like go back and forth. Okay, so I just looked it up. It's about 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
Okay, I was going to say like two, maybe, so that makes sense.
Because I was like, the teams just go back and forth, just fight each other, you know, like the fans just go back and forth, like, you know, I don't know.
No, I'm sure that they do stuff like that.
Anyways,
it's all East Texas anyway.
Over, yeah, a little sidetrack there. What'd you think of a Decay on Washington Justice, his debut?
They were playing against the Shock. I mean, it's hard to get a gauge for how well he's slotting into the team from that game. Plus, he'd only just recently joined. I think we're going to get a lot better view of Decay on the Justice in this first match tomorrow, actually. So I think it'll be interesting to see where he fits in. But I think, whatever, man. I didn't expect him to be much against the Shock anyway.
Didn't expect me. Well, I mean, I didn't expect that to happen, but they did do a map against Shock.
Yeah, and
I know everyone freaked out.
Because of course they do. But yeah, no, as we said, you know, I'm happy that they took a map off of Shock. I think that's great for them. When you're a bottom feeding team like that, it feels really good just to take a map off of a top team. So kudos to them for sure.
Kudos to them. That's for sure. Now, since we covered a lot of this, we've covered a lot of this last week. So we're going to go right into kind of our bracket selection, and we're going to probably spend the majority of this time smack talking each other while we, kind of go with the brackets. My question to you, since we're here last week, whose bracket should we see first? Should we see your bracket or my bracket first?
Choose heads or tails.
Choose heads or tails. Okay, I'm going to choose tails.
That's tails, so it's yours first.
What did you flip?
It's a coin I got.
That's a coin? That looked like a flying saucer that just came out of the camera.
It's just a big coin I've got.
Okay, all right. So I'll go first because, you know, it's going to be entertaining. But folks that are listening to this podcast, we will actually, I'll post it up on Twitter so you guys can check me out at the McKittens to see our bracket selections as well, too. So you guys can get in on this madness. We'll go ahead and pull this up real quick. Where is that? Boom. So yeah, we'll start off with North America. This is what I have selected for North America, which, let me make this bigger here so you guys can see.
I can see too.
So you can see as well too, yeah. But we'll start off with the typical, you know, Boston, I'm sorry, I gotta go against you. I don't think you're gonna make it past first round.
Let's be real.
Unless Boston can ruin my perfect.
Oh no, you're just like that. You're just like that. You're just like that stupid meme. Yeah, well, we shouldn't hang out. unless.
No. If Boston wants to ruin my perfect selection by going
all the way. They can do it right off the bat.
They can do it right off the. No, no, I'm talking they can do it, but they have to go all the way to the finals and win it. That's the only way they can ruin my
perfect selection. Oh, that's the only way you accept it. Okay. The only way you accept it is that they run all the way.
Got it. Exactly.
I mean, obviously, I don't think anyone's crazy picking Houston over Boston. I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
Washington versus Titans could be interesting, especially because you have the decay factor now. Spoilers. I did the same thing. I also picked the Justice over the Titans. If for no other reason, then I just want the Justice to get a W. I want them to feel good about themselves.
I want them to feel good about that selection, and that was like, this is a waste, you know, getting decay. But
yeah. So I'd like to see Justice at least go one round deeper. Now, here's the part where I think that you're an actual crazy person. And that is...
Why is Justice going so far?
No, not even that. Well, I mean, yeah, that's part of it. No, the larger problem is you have the Gladiators picking Houston over the Justice. Why would the Gladiators not pick the Justice?
Because if I remember correctly, and I might have just been like super, super stupid when I was actually selecting this, I'm pretty sure the Gladiators lost to the Justice one time. And the Gladiators have
Yeah, they lost
better...
to the Boston Uprising a bunch, too. You don't think they picked the Boston Uprising?
I mean, well, Boston's not making it fast, let's be honest.
I mean, yeah, but no, I don't think that there's any reason that the Gladiators would pick Houston over Washington. I think you've blown your entire load right there.
So Washington Justice has won 3-1 against the Gladiators. Back in July. I know. You're like, oh,
geez. Back in July? Come on, man.
But also, okay, so I might be wrong here. They lost again to the Gladiators. Okay, so I might. And they also lost.
So, yeah, you are operating at a level where you're dribbling all over yourself as per normal.
Well, see, that was the hard. Okay, we talked about this before we came on the podcast. That was honestly the hardest part about this bracket was who.
Oh yeah, picking who's gonna pick. Yeah. No, I think. Yeah. I think it's such horseshit though, because it's the who are people gonna pick thing is so hard. But then again, with only 20 teams, that's kind of what adds the chaos factor and makes it impressive to pick really close. Because it's not like March Madness with the NCAA tournament where there's 64 teams. Let me see your Google search. Yeah, let me see your Twitter feed.
Oh, whoops.
Let me see it.
Is that popping
Hell
up?
Hell yeah.
Hell
let me
yeah.
See
My bad.
But
I had to look because it makes it interesting because I was looking at this article right here. Like that is $100,000 if you get the perfect bracket.
Yeah, no, if you get the perfect bracket. But I think having the pick your own, you have to pick who the teams are, adds the chaotic element to it that makes it more interesting rather than just picking the winners of each one. But regardless, I like your anime homepage.
Really? That was like literally a half a second.
Welcome to the internet where we see everything and it stays forever.
I was like, so somebody's going to screen cap that.
There you go. But no, so first off, I think the only reasonable thing you have on here is Atlanta versus Toronto and Atlanta winning. I think that's the only reasonable choice you have. Of course, Gladiators win.
We're just shotgunning through this. We got like an hour to talk about this playoff bracket, so man.
I haven't even moved on to round three. I'm still talking about round two. Because you're an idiot, as we've established.
But what do you think about McDowell's versus Washington Justice election?
I think it's retarded. It's not even worth talking about. Like, it's not even, it's, I mean, it's not even worth addressing. Because there's no way that Washington Justice wouldn't get picked by the Gladiators. And then you have the actual audacity to pick the Justice. And don't get me wrong, I love the poetry of it. The poetry of Decay beating the Dallas Fuel in the playoffs is going to be
That's why I picked it, because I'm all about the story hype. I have no clue.
It's $100,000!
I'm not going to get it.
But you could get the $10,000 best bracket.
I mean, I'm going to get most comical bracket. Is there a prize pool for that or no?
Nah, man, you're not even close to the most comical bracket. I saw the most comical bracket earlier today in Discord.
Oh, God.
And it was ash. I even put money on it.
We'll talk about that when we get to your bracket. But thanks for reminding me about that.
But yeah, no, I mean, I get you though. The storyline with Justice and Dallas would be really cool to watch it play out. But even if we did get to watch it play out, even if the Gladiators are brain dead Neanderthals and they pick Houston over the Washington Justice, and the Justice go up against the Dallas Fuel, Dallas is better in every single category except DPS.
Fair point. As I like to say, Boston Uprising West, because they basically are at this point. The amount of players that they got from Boston. But yeah, no. I still think Washington Justice is going to win. Because I feel bad for them, though, because if they do win, they beat the Dallas Fuel, they're going to get completely smacked by Philadelphia, because Philadelphia is going to choose them right off the bat.
Yeah, it's so
completely
hard.
Smack them.
So if we assume that we're going to live in clown world, which is your bracket,
okay.
But assuming we live in clown world, I think that it's kind of a. I like your picks. I mean, it's so hard to say that any of the top four are going to lose against any of them. The Mayhem could screw it up. It's true. They haven't been looking great lately.
Yeah, they could.
And the Paris Eternal are kind of stiff. I don't know how they would do in a chaotic, crazy meta. But the only team I feel like who has the flexibility to potentially push one of those two teams is actually the LA Gladiators. The Gladiators have a higher peak than any of the other teams you have coming up against the top four. But I mean, I can't fault you for picking, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, all top four moving on.
Well, I mean, I think it's also just kind of that whole like bye week mentality where, you know, these guys are going to have a whole, is it two weeks or one?
No, it's just 1 week.
It's 1 week. Okay. They get the whole bye week to see their competition. So that's why I'm thinking they're going to be able to move on. But, you know,
no, I think it's perfectly reasonable to pick the top four. And I don't think it really merits much discussion other than the fact that I think Eternal and Mayhem could potentially get upset. In those picks. Now, of course, that brings us to the first of the losers brackets, which is, again, it's like you actively don't want money. why? In what?
I just hate LA.
You hate LA, but then you picked the Valiant over the Rain? You want to explain that? I mean, don't get me wrong. I would pick the Valiant over the Rain, too. But that's a bullshit excuse, and I'm not going to let it stand. You just want Washington to make a deep run, which I don't blame you for. I mean, I'd love to see Washington go deep, but I mean, I refuse to accept that the Washington Justice are going to beat the Gladiators in the losers bracket. I just don't see it happening. I don't agree. But Atlanta Reign, Valiant, I think that's a reasonable pick. If only because the Valiant have at least proven that they can win against higher seeded teams, and the Rain hasn't. It's a tough call on that one, but I think you made the right one with Valiant. Right after that, again, the next ones, you have the obvious picks, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Shock.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the thing I love most, actually, about this setup is that the Philadelphia Fusion get to face the Florida Mayhem in a playoff situation again, or in a bracket situation
right.
again.
Right, yeah.
Which, I don't even know if we've played Florida since the May Melee. But it would be great to smash Florida Mayhem in some crazy chaotic meta. Just stop spamming in chat. How about that? The Florida Mayhem, though, the only way I can see them kind of being competitive with the Philadelphia Fusion is them coming in and running some weird, crazy comp. But it only works if they come in running the weird, crazy comp against Fusion first. If they do it in the previous match, then Fusion's going to see it and be able to adapt.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not writing off the Mayhem. I think that they are a dangerous team, especially in some Ash Tracer meta where Yaki's running around on a Tracer, and that's something you always have to be careful of. However, Fusion has shown themselves to be very, very good at countering Tracers. So I'm curious to see how that plays out. In terms of San Francisco and Paris, I think that's the obvious choice. There's really not much to discuss there. I hope Paris makes it an interesting game.
Yeah. I think they probably will, but I think that San Francisco is going to be better off, over Paris. But that one should be an interesting matchup, though.
Maybe. I don't know. I hope so. then again, we're back to fucking Clown World. In the lower brackets. If you hadn't picked Paris, I would probably quit now. Paris obviously beats the Justice, I guess. I just fundamentally disagree with the entire basis of that system, but whatever.
Dude, if I get 20 bucks from you every time friggin' Justice makes it through, that would be hilarious.
Only if you pay me 50 when they lose.
Maybe.
Look at it this way. Okay. That means if they win 3 games, right, you end up turning a profit.
Yeah, but, I did it in the bracket, but I don't really feel confident about it.
Oh, so you're a man without conviction or principles. You just do things for the meme.
I'm a man of clearly a higher level of intellect. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. I'm just saying, put your money where your mouth is. I'll pay you $20 for each game that the Justice wins if you pay me $50 when they lose.
We'll have to do it after the closing.
All right.
We'll have to do
that. He doesn't want to commit on screen because somebody's or on stream because somebody will hold him up to it. Me. Yeah. So that's obvious. I do like that you picked the upset pick with Florida Mayhem and Valiant. I think that's a fun pick. I think it's an interesting pick.
Yeah.
What I'm more interested in, though, is the next section where you pick Philadelphia over San Francisco. I mean, don't get me wrong, brother. I love nothing more. I would love to see it happen. I don't know who's going to win that game. I honestly don't. I will go ahead and just skip forward a bit and say you and I do have the same to grand finals finishers. Philadelphia and San Francisco are going to the grand finals. Barring Florida Mayhem just popping off again. I think that's really the only situation where that happens otherwise.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only situation that could upset the apple cart, so to speak, with that scenario. Because, let's be honest, Philadelphia and San Francisco have been the dominant teams in North America, you know,
100%.
Nobody can argue with that. Like, you know, even my La Dream sequence can't even argue with that. Like, you know,
I do think that a really, really, I would hate to see it because it means they both wouldn't make it to the grand finals, but I think it'd be wild to see like Florida and Paris knock both of them to the loser's bracket.
Yeah.
And then San Francisco and Paris, or excuse me, San Francisco and Philly have to play each other to try and make it to the grand finals, and only one of them would make it.
That would be just.
It'd be cool. It'd be cool. I don't want that. I would rather them both make it to the grand finals, but it'd be cool.
That'd be a nuts story, but I think we covered North America. Let's go on to the Asian division, which I think you're going to laugh your ass off at these selections right here.
No, I mean, Chengdu over London, if it's a chaotic, especially double off-tank meta, I agree. I actually am kind of expecting Chengdu to make a run of it. I also agree with Chengdu over New York.
Yeah.
New York is kind of like Paris in the sense that they're stiff. They're very slow to adapt on the fly. I mean, and that's kind of a nightmare scenario against against Chengdu. Because, I mean, Chengdu's whole thing is about doing shit that forces you to adapt to what they're doing.
Right.
And whether you can beat them or not is dependent on how well you can adapt. No, I think it's perfectly reasonable to see Chengdu do that. I honestly agree with you. I think Chengdu is going to stay in the winner's bracket into round three.
Right. But, so my question is, what do you think about the Spark Soul pick?
Man, dude, again, who fucking knows? Soul Dynasty's all over the goddamn place. I have decided that I cannot pick Soul Dynasty in good faith.
Because yeah.
They are so inconsistent.
I mean, they're like that team that bats 500, you know. They're so inconsistent, you just don't know with them, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. It's annoying, actually. but I mean, I don't think it's an unreasonable pick. I think picking Seoul or Hung Zhao, there's good reasons to pick both. I think Seoul is interesting. Here's where I start to disagree with you.
Right.
Which is the Shanghai, Guangzhou, and, you know, Chengdu versus Shanghai, and Guangzhou versus Seoul. I do agree with the results of those two. I don't think that's really in any doubt. Again, barring some just like pop-off potential, which is the thing with basically every team except London, There is always a pop-off potential with every team in Asia, which is what makes it dangerous. Is every team has pop-off potential. I think Shanghai is an obvious pick. Even though Chengdu have shown that they can beat Shanghai, I mean, Shanghai is just so stacked, and they've been so dominant all year. It's just, you can't pick Chengdu. It would be hilarious if that happened.
Freaking Asia would be on fire if that happened. If
Shanghai, man, it'd be so cool, though.
They would be like...
Dude. But the thing where I disagree is in a scenario where Chengdu and Seoul play each other, I would not pick Seoul. I would absolutely pick Chengdu. Because Chengdu, here's the thing. They're crazy and they're chaotic and their record is kind of trash, but they have a consistent, you know, good level of teamwork. The thing that is annoying is that they always try to play off meta, but probably we're going into a meta where, I don't know, where it could be a Chengdu meta.
And actually, I was going to bring that up because the experimental, we talked a little bit about this on last week's podcast. You weren't here for that. You've seen the new patch changes, right? For the DPS.
Well, that's not gonna impact.
Oh, is that not playoffs. That's not going through the
playoffs? No, the playoffs.
That
the playoff
was the case.
Meta,
that
no,
would
no.
be nuts.
No, the playoff meta is set in stone.
Okay, never mind.
The thing is that from what I have been hearing on other podcasts from different people associated with the owl industry is that, especially in Asia, the meta is kind of insane. And I don't think, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how things play out this first week. I don't think we're going to have a solid meta until next week, though.
Oh yeah. I agree with you on that one. I've been hearing rumors about that as well, too. And, you know, and you just mentioned other podcasts. There's no other podcast. There's only one. It's us. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Sure. But no, even assuming that Seoul doesn't get their shit slapped in round two, I think that Chengdu would probably move on. Which, of course, brings us to the end of your Asia bracket, which, again, is pretty straightforward. Shanghai, Guangzhou move on.
Yeah.
I don't think that really needs any explanation. I think it makes sense.
Yeah. So let's go to the cream of the crop, the grand final bracket.
The grand finale.
Grand finale, which I am, yeah. So, yeah. This one, I'm a little confused. Wait, how the hell did that work out? Okay, so we got Philadelphia going up against Charge. I got Philadelphia winning, and then they lose to Shanghai, and then they win again. Wait, what?
No, you picked Shanghai to win against Philadelphia, which drops them to the loser's bracket.
And then they go to fight.
Philadelphia plays San Francisco, and then they play Shanghai again.
You know how freaking nuts that would be if they had to play that team again? That would be nuts.
I obviously like the end result of your bracket.
Of course.
But, I mean, there's obvious problems with it. part of it is like, Shanghai, Shanghai, San Francisco would be so good. The thing is that I don't know how Guangzhou Charge stacks up against North American teams.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got to be competitive with the top two or three, obviously. But, I mean, dude, I hate this grand finals pick because it's like, who the fuck do you pick?
This was probably the hardest part of the bracket, which honestly, I kind of just did the whole like first team comes to mind pick, like, you know. So it, you know, but I may have been a little biased on the end result pick on it. It's so hard to pick these teams because we haven't seen Philadelphia go up against any of the Asian teams.
Sure, right. I have heard some people floating an idea. And I don't know if I agree with it because it comes across as a little biased towards APAC. But there have been some people floating the idea that the NA teams are going to go over there and just get their shit slapped. And it's just going to be, it's just going to be like Shanghai versus whatever APAC team makes it. And that North America is going to get blown out in the first round. And then the NA team is going to lose in the second round, and it's just going to be an APAC final, which I think would be incredibly disappointing.
That would be disappointing,
And it would undermine the entire season for the North American teams, right? Because then, even though there's already a big asterisk on this season, I mean, there is, but even then, like, people will look back at season three and basically be like, "Well, who fucking cares about North America?"
Yeah,
I think that's disingenuous to the skill level, and I think it's disrespectful to the North American teams who are playing very good. I got people who are like, "Oh, Hangzhou and New York are on like the same level as San Francisco and Philadelphia," and I just don't think that's true.
No, I don't think that either. I mean, anybody who's making that argument, of course, you know, and that's the thing is, you got how many teams are in North America? Like what?
13.
And then you get. Yeah.
13 and 7.
I mean, that's not a fair comparison. I mean, you know.
I definitely think that the average skill level of the teams is higher in Asia. I think it'd be idiotic to say otherwise. But I mean, it's a little unfair when you have Washington, New Titans, and Boston all in North America. Like, what are you supposed to do?
You got three bye weeks of the freaking season. But I mean, so here's the thing that, like, you know, it's kind of crazy when you think about that. And you do break up a very good point, though, because, you know, I totally agree with you 100%. If it just the North America teams go in and get just absolutely clapped, you know, it just makes all the North America teams look like a bunch of fools. Because, I mean, again, technically, well, I mean, New York, you get your damn ass out of there. You belong in NA. You don't belong in the A's. Like, let's be honest here. But, you know, it just kind of shows, and I'm very interested to see just if I was to miss the entirety of this Overwatch playoffs and just see one section of it, I really want to see the grand finals just because I want to see the North American teams go up against Asia, because we haven't seen that.
So, at all, yeah.
We haven't seen that at all, so who knows what the hell's going to come. You know, they could be absolute garbage over there. But, I mean, the other thing to look at, though, is what I was just mentioning. There's seven teams in Asia. They know each other very well. They're coming, and then they're going to be playing basically a brand new opponent, is what they're going to be playing.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's going to be really interesting to see it play out. But yeah. I mean, I think it's just so difficult to call. The one thing I don't want is I want the NA teams to get at least one W if they're over in Asia doing the grand finals. I don't want the APAC teams to just slap the shit out of them.
Right. So you know, I think. Me personally, end result, I think Philadelphia Fusion's going to win out against Shanghai Dragons, and I think it's going to be a tough, tough match. It's going to come down to the last control map. That's my personal pick on that.
Doesn't it always?
Because, I mean, you know, I feel like they're going to be highly competitive against the team. And I do like the story arc, though, of number two Asia, number two North America going up against each other. That'd be fun to see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, man. I don't know.
Yeah, so now that we thoroughly destroyed my bracket, let's turn around
and bask in the glory of mine.
Yeah, like, wow. Jeez, oof. Oof, that was right. So, okay, so you agreed with me on the same picks here. The first
one.
Houston, Washington going on. So you got Washington going up against Gladiators, and this is where you start smack talking me right here. So Washington Gladiators, you know, you kind of highlighted that a little bit there. Well, not kind of highlighted. You kind of beat it to the ground on that.
Yeah,
one.
A little bit. I did
a little bit.
What I think is more interesting is Battle for Texas.
I was just going to mention that actually. Yeah, Dallas versus Houston. So historically, Dallas has beaten Houston.
Yes.
Why now?
If we have a meta with Sombra, and Dante is able to play the Sombra, and Linxer is able to play Ashe or Widowmaker, I think Houston has the potential to take it.
I think, you know, I agree with that, actually. I forgot about that. You know what's funny is I totally forgot about Linxer on that team. Because, I mean, he's been...
Wow, that's rude.
No, I mean, he's been pretty absent throughout the season. You haven't really heard a
lot. What the hell are you talking about? No, he hasn't.
What are you talking about? I have not heard him doing shit this entire season.
You are, when you called this an uninformed podcast, you were 100% correct. Don't get me wrong. I don't think Linxer's been popping off to the degree that he did in, like, say, season one.
That's what I'm talking about.
What did you shut up, though? Linxer's still been playing great. He's been clutching fights for the Houston Outlaws. He's been doing what he's always been doing, which is being a great counter widow. No, Linxer's been doing great this season. And we have heard a lot from him. It's not his fault that you don't pay attention.
Yeah, this is my fault, guys. Yeah, everybody's in chat. And okay, so we got that out of the way. So yeah, Dallas, Houston. You got Houston moving on, though, and then
yes, I do think that's the big boy, big brain choice.
And then getting immediately clapped by Philly, which I mean, not
yeah, 100%. You're talking about one of the most clutch teams in the league, the Philadelphia Fusion, going up against a team who has literally been described as anti-clutch.
Yes, pretty much. So, and then you know, your round three is pretty self-explanatory. You got Florida. Going up against LAV, Valiant. See? I'm getting better at it.
Proud of you.
Proud of me. Going up and Florida going on, San Francisco going up Atlanta, San Francisco going on, Paris. You know, nothing really shocking we need to talk about there. Losers bracket.
I do think, again, that there is upset potential between the Valiant and the Mayhem.
I think it could potentially happen, but you didn't feel confident enough to pick it, though. I mean,
no,
we both didn't.
Well, no, because I think that Tracer, I think there are going to be at least maps where Tracer is played, and Yaki on Tracer is disgusting. So, I mean, pair that with the fact that I think that Florida has an overall, they don't have as flexible of a tank line as Valiant, but I think that their tanks are better.
That's really what's going to be kind of the separation on that. And again, you know, if the LA pulls it off and gets the upset, that would be great. And would probably wreck a lot of people's brackets, let's be honest.
I think I'd be hard. Again, I think if you're going to pick an upset in round three, that's the one that you pick. And you have to pick upsets here and there, because if you don't, you're going to, you know, lose. The only time I've ever seen a tournament in any sport go exactly along the lines where the better seed beat the lower seed every single time was actually the May Melee. If I remember correctly, the May Melee, the higher seed won like every single time, or maybe I think maybe there was one game where a lower seed won, but basically the higher seed won every single game, which was kind of wild.
Again, that's why we play games and not just give people, you know, prizes for being number one, because, you know, upsets can happen. So,
I do think that, speaking of, just while we're talking about the style of the brackets, I do like the fact that they're doing double elimination for the season playoffs, because it prevents a situation like what happened with the Paris Eternal, where a low seed just pops hot and runs and wins like four games and they win the whole thing.
Right.
I think the double elimination, it favors the higher seeded teams, but I mean, they're higher seeded teams for a reason. The lower seed, you could still have a world where the Atlanta Reign just switch it on and they win like, you know, four games in a row. And then they're in the grand finals. But I'm saying is that potential still exists, but it means that we should get at least one of the top, you know, two or three teams in the grand finals.
Statistically speaking, you know, one of those teams will win.
Yeah, well, maybe. Who knows? I've got Valiant. I've got Valiant gobsmacking the Houston Outlaws.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
I do want to talk about, because I'm sorry to jump ahead to round four selection. So Paris knocking out Florida makes sense. You got San Francisco knocking out Paris. Paris.
Yeah, Philadelphia knocks out Florida. Yeah. But again, I you must have some sort of issue with cities that start with the same letter.
No. Wait, what did I say?
You said Paris knocking out Florida and then San Francisco knocking out Paris.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, anyways. I'm tired. I'm running on 2 hours of sleep. Let's go.
Oh, okay. Let's just make excuses.
It's our show. I can do what I want. Anyways.
That's fair.
But you got Florida in the loser's bracket losing against LA Gladiators.
Explain, please.
Explain, please.
I think the Gladiators have a higher peak potential.
Okay.
Than the LA Valiant, which is why I think that that the Valiant can lose to Florida, and the Gladiators can lose to the Eternal, because the Eternal also have a higher peak than the Mayhem. So to that end, I think that the Gladiators do have upset potential against the Florida Mayhem, and I picked that as kind of, again, my, hey, there's going to be an upset, why not here? And again, it all works out, I think, at least in the logic of my brain. Valiant has a lower peak potential than Gladiators. Mayhem has a lower potential than Eternal. So it makes sense that Valiant, both LA teams lose. And then if Florida were to come up against the Gladiators, I think the Gladiators have a legitimately good chance of upsetting them.
That makes sense. I mean, I love that just methodology right there. If there's going to be an upset, it's going to be here. You know, that's a good analogy there.
I hope.
But I mean, after that, though, they get slapped by Paris, which, I mean, hey, Paris.
I mean, yeah. It's Paris.
But you did select, again, San Francisco over Philadelphia.
Yes, I did it again. I did it again. And it's because we beat San Francisco Shock, but it was in a very weird meta. And you can never rely on replicating past success against the San Francisco Shock. I am confident that Philadelphia will go to the grand finals. I am not confident on who will win that game. And I think San Francisco will be rolling into the game with a chip on their shoulder from the last time that we played. And, you know, again, there's no reason that San Francisco shouldn't be able to win the game. Whoa. Just like there's no reason that Philly shouldn't be able to win the game.
Whoa,
like,
whoa, 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 whoa. If I had the ability to pull up the recording from 3 weeks ago when I said the exact same analysis, I said the exact same reasoning for me calling the San Francisco versus Philly game where Philly
and
you called me an idiot.
I did call you an idiot.
So I'm going to say the same thing to you. You're an idiot.
But wait, why would you call me an idiot? I'm agreeing with your logic, which turned out to be correct last time.
Because wait, right.
Yeah, yeah. Your mistake should be your name, not the player on the Boston Uprising.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
No, I, you were absolutely right about the Philadelphia game. I was wrong. However, I'm now taking that logic and I'm applying it here.
So, point for me, then, is what you're saying.
Yes, I guess, unless it turns out that I'm correct and San Francisco loses or wins, in which case, actual point to me. But no, your rationale last time was right. I was convinced by it, especially considering the results.
Holy shit.
And,
chat,
you know, we'll
I
see
did
what
something.
Happens. Oh my God.
This is like the proudest moment of this podcast, guys. I'm just saying. Sorry.
I can admit when I'm wrong.
All right. But yeah, you got Philadelphia. So yeah, you got Philadelphia winning against Paris and then Paris.
Again, I picked Philadelphia because I want Philadelphia to win.
Bias.
Obviously, Paris could potentially win. Obviously, I mean, if anything, let me look at the record for this season against Paris.
Yeah.
But I also think it would be a great way, speaking of storylines, it'd be a great way to end the season between Paris and Philly for them to play out a map, play out a series, and the winner gets to go to the grand finals bracket. Like, that's a really cool way to end the story between Paris and Philly.
Yeah.
But obviously, I would want Paris to lose.
Pretty much. Let's go on to Asia. Let's see what we got going on here. All right. So we got, Chengdu, Hunters. Nobody thinks London is going to do shit.
I mean, London could beat Chengdu, but I think everyone wants Chengdu.
If London wins against Chengdu, that would be... Everybody would hate London. Like, you know, everybody would just hate London. I think you pretty much... You got the similar picks except for
I just
Spark.
Picked Hung Zhao instead of Seoul.
Well, Spark or... Yeah, Spark versus Seoul. I mean, again, that's going to be such a toss-up that it's like, you know...
Yeah. That one. Like, I was an inch. I was a millimeter. I was a micrometer away from picking Chengdu over Hung Zhao.
Really?
I was so close to picking Chengdu over Hung Zhao. I think I'm going to regret not picking Chengdu. I really do. But, I mean, again, in good conscience, I could not pick Chengdu. My heart wanted Chengdu very much.
Everybody.
But my brain would not allow it. I think if there's a pick I'm going to regret, it's going to be not picking Chengdu in the loser's bracket.
So we gotta go. Okay, so we gotta go to the. I'm trying to see if I can pull this up without actually. There we are. So we got a little Discord. That brings me to something. We got a little Discord chat going on here about talking about some of the playoff predictions and stuff like that. And I want to quote what you said to somebody because of the bracket selection. You said, "If Chengdu wins, I will send you $100 as long as you'd agree me to send 10 should they fail."
Dude, it's the easiest $10 I've ever made.
I mean,
listen, if the Chengdu Hunters do it, if they go all the way and win the Overwatch League 2020 Grand Finals.
Oh, I thought it was just the Asia division. I didn't realize it was the Grand Final.
No, you fucking dumbass.
That one gets ridiculous.
No, I'm not an idiot. Chengdu could absolutely make it to the Grand Finals. I'm not an idiot. No, that bet was about Chengdu winning it all. I think it's the easiest $10 I've ever made. And if Chengdu does in fact manage to run the table and win the whole thing, first off, it will solidify this season as a fucking joke. Like, dead ass. If the Chengdu Hunters win the season 3 of the Overwatch League, this entire season is a joke.
Can we get that trending on Twitter? Hashtag Chengdu joke 2020.
No, the entire season would be a joke. Jesus. But if they do win, I would love it. And I would gladly give up $100 for a Chengdu grand champion. But in the world we live in, the real world, it's the easiest $10 I've ever made.
Yeah, that's like, gonna get that Venmo out right there, buddy. You know. He kind of gets that already. So
we got. Hell yeah, I'll DM him.
We got a little distracted here. So, Shanghai beating Chengdu, Shanghai beating.
Guangzhou beating Spark. Yeah,
charge, blah, blah, blah. Charge, Shanghai. Charge. Yeah, so
basically, what's funny is that the big difference as we go to the grand finals tab is that it's flipped for us. Okay. So I have Philly going up against Shanghai, or going up against. Shanghai first, and San Francisco going up against Guangzhou.
Right.
And I have Philly losing to Shanghai and then just making a run in the lower bracket. Is it biased? 100%. Do I want to see it happen? Absolutely. I even went a step further than you, and I said that Philadelphia Fusion wins it 4-2.
Oof. Okay. Yeah. I mean. I like, even though it's biased, even though it's completely biased, I do like that story because, I mean, that is just classic Philadelphia right there, Rocky Balboa style, just going through the loser bracket.
Yeah, absolutely. That is what Philly does. I think it's reasonable that Philadelphia can beat Guangzhou. Again, I think between San Francisco and Philadelphia, it's always going to be interesting to see who comes out on top. Why do I have Philadelphia beating Shanghai when they lost to Shanghai like 2 games ago? Shut up! Who cares?
That is our expert opinion right there. Shut up! Who cares? Like, don't even have to explain it. But you know what I just even thought of? I know I bring up other sports into this, but if that was the case, it would be like the New England Patriots going against the Philadelphia Eagles. And remember when the Philadelphia Eagles won?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, everyone did.
I don't think that's a good comparison at all.
You don't think you don't think Shanghai would be the New England Patriots of this league?
I mean, of this season, probably.
The
whole problem is we haven't seen the Asian teams play against the North American teams.
Dude, which is going to be nuts. Like, I wish we could.
Yeah, I mean. I do
take
think
all the
Shanghai,
North America teams and put them in Asia and then play each other, but obviously,
yeah, that'd be cool. But the logistics would just be a nightmare. Dude. But no, I love it because I honestly do think Shanghai is the best. I do think they're the best team in the world right now. I mean, they're just insane. I think they're very closely followed by the Shock, like a hair's breadth. Like, they're very closely followed. And then, you know, Philadelphia's by a slightly wider margin, potentially behind the Shock.
Right.
But I really want it to play out to where whoever the number 2 seed is for Asia gets BTFO'd and loses it in the first loser's bracket. Because that would look good for North America. Because, okay, cool, Shanghai is going to cruise. But it would look really, really good for North America for us to just blow out the first or the lower seeded Asian team.
And that's all we want is North America. We want to just ruin people's parties. Like, you know, we don't want any.
No, I want them to put some goddamn respect on the division.
We want some goddamn respect.
Also, so I can rub Wolf's face in it.
Oh, there you go. You heard it here, guys. You heard it here. So, but I do like the interesting selection, though, that you got Philadelphia going 4-2 on Shanghai. You don't think it's going to be that close?
Dude, no, go big or go home. If I'm gonna pick Philadelphia over the Shanghai Dragons, I at least might as well say, hey, we're gonna beat them and we're not just gonna make it a nail biter.
Oh my god, you know, it'd be absolutely bonkers if Philadelphia just goes 4-0, like Shanghai. That would be...
If Philadelphia is going to 4-0 Shanghai, it's going to have to happen in that first match.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if any of the North America teams come in and... Well, actually, no. The first two rounds are still best of three, I think. I think only the Grand Finals is the best of four.
But no.
I would, dude, if the North American teams both come in and just 3-0 their Asian opponents, it would be hysterical. But I also want Shanghai in the Grand Finals. Shanghai deserves to be.
When are these things, this is unrelated, but when are these things actually being broadcasted? Because are they being broadcasted in Asian
time? Grand Finals itself?
Yeah. Are they being broadcasted in Asian time?
I think it's about a month. I think it's going to be broadcast like a month from now.
Well, I know a month from now, but like time. That'd be hilarious if it's like, hey, Grand Finals.
Oh, dude, I have no idea, but I 2 o'clock in the morning. I know that I'm going to be fucking awake for it. So, especially if it's over the weekend, my ass is going to be up from 2 to 8 in the morning watching it.
Hell yeah. Birthday slumber party, let's go.
Let's go. I have no idea what time they're going to be broadcast, but I assume it'll be like all the other APAC games, and the games will start at like 2 or 3 Eastern Standard Time in the morning.
Yeah, pretty much. But anyways, so, that's our selections. Talked a lot about that. Hammer that shit down. Let's move on to our next topic because we got a little bit of time left on here. Kind of fill some things. So, what do you think about this season so far?
The season, as a whole, I think has been. We've already talked about this, but I think it's been wildly successful, considering what all they've had to deal with. What I'm more interested in is what they're going to do for 2021. Right. Are they going to stick with an online format at first? What are homestands going to look like? Are we going to keep the tournament structure where it's like a month of play-in qualifiers and then a tournament run? Which, by the way, is kind of hilarious because it's basically just stage playoffs again. The only difference is it's stage playoffs without the cutoff. So previously with stage playoffs, you had like a cutoff and not everyone got to play in the stage playoffs.
Right.
But I would love it if we did like a month where it's just play-ins, like not three rounds of qualifying, but four rounds of qualifying, to even further break up the field.
Yeah.
Then do a tournament, take a week, and then do it again, and do like four rounds of that for next year. I think it'd be awesome.
And I like that format because, again, you know, it seems like there's more kind of stake on the line, so to speak. Somebody either tweeted this or asked me in the stats in the podcast for both of us to talk about this a little bit, but do you think they're going to add on any more cities?
No.
Okay. You think
Overwatch League has been bleeding money this year.
Right.
And the buy-in for a new team is pretty high.
It's $20 million, I think,
it's a high buy-in for a new city. They're not going to bring in just one city. They're going to bring in at least two if they're going to do it. I don't think two organizations are going to be stood up after this season. We will not see a new Overwatch League team until at least 2022. And that's if 2021 is incredibly successful. It shows that you can, you know, make money doing this.
Right. And I mean, yeah, they've been bleeding money this season because a lot of it had to do with the type of last-minute changes that they had to do for the whole freaking season. Because if the Homestead games were going to be, you know, as successful as the, you know, the ones that we went to, but also the other ones were also incredibly successful as well, too, in terms of, like, you know, bringing in money into not only just the Overwatch League, but the actual local economy as well, too. So you got a lot of, you know, cities that were then going to start funneling more money into this. You get what I'm trying to say, but, I mean, you know, the whole... Thanks, COVID kind of screwed everything up and stuff like that. But, you know,
I think it's got silver linings though, because right. Without the pandemic, we also would have never gotten the tournaments. So
this is true. Yeah. And again, I do like the tournament format a little bit better because again, you know, the first couple of weeks were like, okay, so you got these teams that are playing, And then it was like, you know, okay, I get where we're going with that. And you had like this like weird, just clusterfuck at the beginning of the season when you had like was it, like, Boston, Washington, and, like, Dallas that had, like, 20 games, and everybody else had, like, zero.
Yeah, Houston was playing, like, every week.
It was playing every week, yeah, and they didn't – Houston did have a homestead. I forgot about that. I thought they had one.
No, it was Dallas. Dallas had a homestead.
I thought Houston had one as well.
No, it was Dallas. Houston did have a homestead.
Houston did.
They did, because one of the women that we met at the DC first DC homestand
went
to the Houston game as well. Yeah,
it was DC twice. It was DC twice. Houston, Dallas. I think Dallas also had their
Philadelphia
and Florida was the other one.
No. Florida's never actually happened. It was supposed to happen.
Oh, I think that's when things started hitting the fan right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Anyways.
It was Dallas, Philly, Houston, and then two Washington homestands.
Okay, so I'm going to pose this question to you, and I think we all are going to know the answer to this one. But top team that needs to perform better next season, go.
Dallas and the Washington Justice, I think they're tied.
Okay, that need to perform better next season. Okay, and what do you think they can do to perform better next season?
For the Dallas Fuel, they need to cultivate a culture within their organization that is positive and focused on winning, whereas currently I think it's I don't know where their headspace is or exactly what the culture's like, but they have a consistent problem with being able to hold on to high quality players, and I think that needs to change. But Dallas has always had a lot of true believers, big fans, people expecting things of them, and they need to start delivering. They needed to start delivering a season and a half ago, but, you can't change the past. You can only change the future. The Washington Justice, I think, are the other team that really need to perform better, because I kind of see in them a Florida mayhem where everyone's going to go laugh and go, ha-ha, the Boston Uprising, kind of like Shanghai in season one.
Right.
But let's be honest, the more disappointing thing was Florida mayhem in season one. I think it's a little different this time because Boston actually won games. But here's the thing. Nobody fucking cares what Boston does next year. whereas there's a lot of people who have a soft spot for Washington Justice. And I would love to see them come in and be just an excellent mid-table, upper-table team, kind of like the Florida Mayhem did. But what we always have to remember is that not every team can be mid-table or upper-table. There has to be someone at the bottom.
You're right. And honestly, I agree with you, Washington Justice. Honestly, I was expecting coming into the season, I was expecting Washington Justice to be in the mid-tier, to be honest with you. I wasn't expecting them to be so low. I also wasn't expecting Boston,
it's the same thing with Atlanta Reign, right? Yeah. Like, Atlanta Reign was supposed to be this really good team. They just ended up being the gatekeepers of dog shit.
Yeah. Man, were you trying to play off a dog mother?
Dog man.
Yeah, we're trying to do a wordplay. I caught that there. But it kind of flipped that question on me. Honestly, I think, obviously Boston, you need to get your shit together. And, I don't think, and again, I'm not saying it as a fan or anything like that. I'm saying on the fact that we're going to be losing Color Hex and we're going to be losing Fusion. We're going to be losing Jerry because they don't want to be on a losing team all the time. And we got... Sure. Yeah, they can easily go to another team and do productive. Kind of look at what's going on with Dallas. Again, you say Dallas has got a negative culture going on, but look at how many people came from Boston and went to Dallas, and now they are kind of a mid-caliber team. I do agree with you on Dallas, though, as well, because, you can only be 500 for so long, when you have that much expectations. So
Dallas fans, they just, exist in an eternal state of pain.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's not like, sheer misery. Like, when you got like Houston Justice and Boston fans are just in sheer misery right now. They're just in this limbo of like somewhat successful, but not. So, are we going to see?
Don't you dare classify Boston as somewhat successful.
No, I was saying Dallas is somewhat successful.
Oh, Dallas. Okay, gotcha.
I was saying,
okay, I misunderstood.
No. I would say Dallas is somewhat successful. And to go back to what you just said, Boston still holds the record for perfect season, perfect stage. Just saying.
What whatever. We don't even have stages.
We don't have stages anymore. That's like the guy who's like, hey, we did this. You know, well, anyways. Yeah, we were good in the 80s. But anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, I think Dallas, I agree with you on Dallas. Dallas needs to, you know, either get a better culture or, you know, they need to get more star caliber players. Because, I mean, again, your fans can only accept 500 for so long. And, I mean, you know, you can only accept 500 for so long.
I wonder how many times you're going to say that before I understand. But, yes,
only
I agree with you.
Accept 500 for so long.
No, I agree with you. I think we're both on the same page with Dallas. But more importantly, I'm excited that we're getting Overwatch on Thursday. So I know tomorrow I'm going to be looking forward to these first couple of matches.
Right. Right. Yeah.
That's I don't think they're going to be super exciting matches. But I really hope to see Decay pop off. I think that's the thing I want to see most tomorrow is the Justice just dunking on the Titans.
And I want to see Boston Uprising just wrecking everyone's brackets because that would be fucking hilarious. Because, you know,
It would be, I will say this, that kind of ending for the Houston Outlaws would be both classic and tragic. It would destroy 99.9% of brackets.
I'm pretty sure like Overwatch League like officials are just banking on Boston Uprising just doing this because it's only whoever gets a perfect bracket gets $100,000. So
hey, best bracket gets 10 though. So
it's gonna be like that stupid idiot that like, you know, when they do March Madness tournaments that are just randomly picking shit because they're like, this team sounds like fun. Like, you know?
Yeah, that's probably gonna be it. But hey, I'm excited about Overwatch this week. It's gonna be fun. I think it's gonna be a very chaotic weekend, but I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, it's gonna be a very chaotic and probably a drunken weekend for both you and I, so that's for sure. So on that note, stay sober. No, well, that transition didn't work out very well, and I wish I could take it back, but I can't. On that note, we're gonna call it a recording session finished. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll start with me this time because I have way too many pluggables going on. So yes, you guys can follow me on Twitch at McKittens. You can also follow me on Twitter at The McKittens. This podcast will be uploaded tomorrow on all your favorite Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, and iHeartRadio platforms. I mean, I don't know why I say it, all your favorite. There's only one of each of them, but whatever. Be uploaded tomorrow, maybe tonight if I get done with this. But you guys are awesome crew. Gonna take it to Millennials, who's gonna give the one pluggable here.
Hey, yeah, no. You can find me on Twitter at Admiral Cynicism. So if you want to come watch me, just like other people's posts on Twitter, feel free. I also am on Discord. You can usually find me lurking in Washington's Vice and Virtue Discord. If you haven't joined that, you should because it's run by a great crew. But yeah, feel free to find me on Twitter or Discord if you just want to chat about something or to spam memes. I'm always good with that too. But yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you guys next week and hopefully have some great bracket selections. See you, everybody.